delighted to be joined now by the St. Thomas's manager, Cathal Barkin. First, Cathal, congratulations. A fantastic performance from your team and county champions.
Oh, yeah, they were absolutely brilliant this evening. Couldn't fault them at all. Every ball they got, they won. To the finish line, they worked like dogs. And I think they saved the best performance of the year for tonight, and I'm absolutely proud of them, to be honest.
They set a great tone at the start with Tom Fahey. What a game he had in midfield, charging down the field, winning the free that Evan Brady put over, and they were two of many players that stood out in this game.
Yeah, we started really well, went 5 or 6 points ahead, we were hurling well, and we were hit with two sucker punches of goals then, and we had to rebuild after that again, and we kind of kept ahead, and then once we got the goal there in the second half, it kind of gave us a bit of breathing space to push on.
What did you say to them at half-time after conceding the two goals?
Notes, I told them they're doing everything right. I said, keep the heads, keep working. There's only 2 points in it, but we're still the better team, I thought, in the first half, and drive it home in the second half.
What every manager wants to see is the character of his team, and of course, at the start of the second half, Darren Farrell there getting out 2 or 3 scores at the start of the period, but you came out, shook everything off and got back with the job at hand.
Yeah, we just told them at half-time, I said, lads, you've more energy in the legs. They looked a bit flat, some of them, but I told them, if you run, you'll get there. And just the work rate was just, it was a joy to behold, to be totally honest with you. Every breaking ball, we were first to it, and it was great to see.
Evan Brady was the man of the match. What a goal there at the end. It just goes to show you don't need a hurl to get a goal in St. Thomas's.
Yeah, he's a rugby player as well, would you believe it? But he's a great lad, big, strong as an ox, very hard stop. I was training in the last night with him and I couldn't even push him over myself, so that'll show you the strength of the men.
Cathal, just a few questions. I want to let you go celebrate as well. We're talking about players who scored and all that, but defensively as well, your half-back line really, really stood out, and Conor Head spread an awful lot of ball.
Yeah, I thought Conor was absolutely brilliant there in the six role, the sweeper role. I think Pearce has played the sweeper. Conor did excellently our side as well. But even the other backs as well, they were tight in their men and they were tigerish and they broke the ball and they were just fantastic, really. To keep them to 210 was well done.
What do days like this mean to St. Thomas's? Because you still have a small club numbers-wise at the end of the day, but these players coming through and a taste of a bit of silverware will give them confidence going forward.
Yeah, they were kind of just, if you go back last year, we were struggling to field the team at this grade. And I remember we played Clamardaley in a championship game down in Clamardaley and we shipped 9 goals and 30-something points. And they were so dejected that day, and I said, lads, there's better days to come if we share. And fairness to the boys, they started this year with the league was a huge positive for us because we had a full strength squad and we really went at it in the league, and we built it. The confidence there coming in games, and I think the semi-final against the Hasker really showed the confidence in the team. We were a few points down going into the last 5 minutes and we pulled it out of the bag to win it, so in fairness, they're a great bunch of lads.
Finally, before I let you go, it's a county title, they are champions. Can they let the hair down fully, or do some of them have senior commitments along with yourself that they hold back for a bit?
I know, county finals need to celebrate it if you win them, and I won't stop them from doing anything they want. Let them off.